It's onto the House floor for a package of ag tax break extensions and a 2015 fiscal year ag spending bill. On a mostly party line vote Thursday, the House Ways and Means Committee passed permanent extensions of tax breaks, including bonus depreciation. Ohio Republican Pat Teaberry.
Bonus depreciation allows businesses to deduct immediately or expense 50% of new equipment purchases. It helps companies better access capital and invest in new facilities, buy equipment, and most importantly, create American jobs.
The House version would make bonus depreciation used to buy equipment and facilities permanent, and that would end years of uncertainty regarding whether the break would continue for the next year.
If bonus depreciation is made permanent and a business owner or farmer knows he or she can more quickly expense necessary equipment, he will have the certainty needed to build another factory that he otherwise wouldn't have built, buy another piece of equipment that he otherwise wouldn't have bought, and hire another worker that he or she otherwise wouldn't have hired.
And Democrats say they want a temporary extension of the break. Others, the committee passed as well, the needed extension, they say. In another move Thursday, the House Appropriations Committee reported out its fiscal year 2015 USDA-FDA spending bill after turning down an attempt to undo GOP-proposed school waivers from the National School Meal Standards effort, a campaign adopted by First Lady Michelle Obama. California Democrat Sam Farr.
The school nutrition standards are developed by independent experts, not by Congress. And over 90% of our schools in this country are saying they're working with this program and getting it done. Some schools are complaining, and Mr. Adholt's totally right about that. But the Department of Agriculture says they'll sit down with these schools and work out something with them. There is no big penalties here.
Subcommittee Chair Robert Adholt defended the GOP waiver proposals, arguing 2010 school lunch standards were too complex and costly for many schools.